Hi, this is Lillian. I'm here today with April from Holistic Horseworks, and today we're going to talk about mystery lamenesses. Many years ago, I knew a trotting colt that was sound one day, and the next day he came out of his stall and he was lame. Everybody said it was the right hind, and the owner put a lot of treatment into the right hind and never got any results, and eventually they figured out that he had actually broken his left hind coffin bone, and that was the actual cause of the problem. However, he learned to compensate immediately so that he looked like he was lame in the right side.
So a lot of the horse appointments that I go out to, they'll say he's off on the left front, and I'll say, no, it's actually the right rear. So it's interesting how a horse can compensate. And I tell people by the time they're bobbing their head, they're more like three-legged lame. So, you know, that's an injury and a break, and that can happen, you know, rolling and hooking a leg in a fence or another horse, you know, kicking at them and hitting them on the bone. But a lot of the times where you think they're lame is going to be the area that overworked and overcompensated. So if you're riding, you know, most people know a horse works a diagonal. They seem to be lame on the left front. You should look at the right rear. So I always teach to look at how tight the muscles are in each shoulder and each hind leg. And the over tight area is the one that's overworking. So I have a video on how to palpate the front leg, suspensories and tendons. Follow the tight muscles, you know, that are going down into the leg is going to tell you where there's an issue. You want to look for heat. So there's a couple products that are pretty amazing when you're not quite sure where the lameness is. As an endurance rider, we were doing 50 miles a day, 2, 3, 4 days in a row. I did all 4 days of Death Valley, which is up to like 11,000 feet and back down. And you really had to know where your horse was off and what to treat and how to palpate suspensories versus tendons. And there's a couple products, so like dynamite release spray, you can put it on an area and it'll foam wherever the issue is, you know, assuming that you've already hosed it off. Bigelow oil is another one. So if it's somewhere in a knee, stifle, suspensory or tendon, I have a lot of my polo player and barrel racing people will do Bigelow oil as in water as a spray bottle, as a preventative, kind of as a warm up. But if the horse is already lame, you can put it on straight. It's a little bit oily and you get it at any tack and feed store and it'll dry everywhere except where the issue is. It stays wet there longer. So, and you just keep putting it on every day and putting it on every day. And that will help that area heal a little bit better, but you still need to trace it back to the cause. So there's always a cause. So the same thing like with the high-low hoof syndrome or the bigger hoof, you know, one area can't do its job. So another area is working twice as hard. If the horse has first rib misalignment, out under the right shoulder and the right shoulder can't move correctly, the left front and the left hind is going to work twice as hard because the right shoulder couldn't pick up and move through freely. So when a horse just can't move a certain way, you need to be able to trace it backwards, you know. So if you have a sore suspensory on the left front and a sore tendon on the right front, you need to find out, is it coming from the rear that they're throwing more weight to the front because they don't want to load the rear? And we get into that in my level 2 hands-on class. And, you know, address all of it at one time. You can have sore stifles, sore SI joint, and the horse has a really weak hind end. And a Western medicine professional will tell you to go work that horse on hills. And I'm like, oh my God, no, please, you don't work the horse on hills. He's got a sore SI and sore stifles. So I actually have quite a few videos on my YouTube channel for diagnosing where things are starting. The Horse 102 book that I sell on Amazon, Holistic Alternatives, has a little bit of information in that as well. You want to also pick up the foot and look at the frog. If there's bruising, is there an abscess? Is there a gravel that needs to come out? My hoof soak recipe, which is a cup of Epsom salt and 2 dropperfuls of dynamite liquid trace minerals for 32 ounces warm water to dissolve the salt, is really good if you think it's in the hoof because it's going to pull out any bruising. If there's an abscess that needs to come, it's going to pull it out. So we use our yes, no muscle testing. Is there pain in the hoof? Is it in the suspensory, the tendon, the knee, the shoulder? So when you're at home and you're trying to figure it out, or like when we're on an endurance ride and you're out 30 miles, you had to know whether you could ride the horseback at a walk to camp or if you should be on foot leading the horseback. And if it was suspensory and tendon related, then you definitely didn't want to keep riding the horse and have them carry your weight because the injury would be even more. So you should learn to palpate the front legs. The suspensory goes down tight to the bone from the knee down, and the tendon is in the back where that groove goes all the way from the knee down to the frog, to the fetlock. You can squeeze on that. So I pick up the foot like I'm going to clean the shoe, and then I'll squeeze from the knee down the cannon bone on the suspensory to see if there's any flinches, and I'll squeeze down the tendon. And you always want to carry, I'm sorry, compare one front leg to another front leg. So you want to do the left and the right to see if the horse is just sensitive or is one area actually extra sore. And then you can use the release or the Bigelow oil to actually work on it. I know they have clay poultices, but you really want to rule out the foot, the suspensories, and the tendons before we go higher into the body. And then we always do the body work and the yoga because if the first rib is out of alignment, the whole body is compensating anyway. So there's a lot of, I think I have over 145 YouTube videos that you can peruse through on Holistic Horseworks channel, or you can find more about this on my website, holistichorseworks.com.
All right. Thank you, April. That's all the time we have for today.